What did that mean to you to win that tonight?
It's just fantastic. No better feeling. We knew it was going to be a tough game, and it went right to the wire. I'm sure it was a really good game to watch because it was a really good game to play. It was point for point there near the end. We knew it was going to be an absolute right to the wire game, and that's the way it ended up. Thank God we got over the line.
And the captain the side, what does it mean to you personally?
Oh, Jesus, it's fantastic. I watched Paddy 2 years ago at Minor 11 getting up and doing it as well, and that's just fantastic. So it is to captain such a talented bunch of lads is unbelievable.
It has to be maybe extra special because Fergal's an ex-captain, Peter's an ex-captain. Peter's an ex-captain. You know, the whole background teams are ex-captain of a Tyrone one inside.
I would not have the experience in the backroom team now. It was just incredible. It helped us throughout the year to have them men telling you what to do and, you know, pushing you on. And we listened to them right from the start, and that helped push us over the line. So that helped us push over the line.
Would it be fair to say, though, this is only the first step, winning this tonight?
Well, that was our first step. We had two steps at the start of the year. Number one is now complete. I'm sure you know what the other one is. We'll definitely, you know, we'll regroup. It's fantastic. The togetherness within the team is amazing. It'll be great to get back to Zinsville on Friday night and just get at it again.
Yeah, celebrations will be curtailed because that'll be a tough game against Roscommon.
Celebrations can only go so far. You know, it'll be time enough to celebrate after the All-Ireland series. We don't know how long that's going to go on for. Again, Roscommon, absolutely full of talented players. Big, big players, you know, we'll be up against them again, but all we can do is do our best.
Fergal, congratulations. That was a hard-fought battle.
Oh, Paddy, it went right to the wire. They had all the momentum going into the last couple of minutes. I thought if we got it to extra time, I thought they were going to nip it on us, and it would have been a cruel one to lose. How we dug the ball out, got up the field, got our free. All the work that big Danny McNulty has put in and people have put in with him came to bear, and he chipped it over the bar. I couldn't believe it.
You show great character there as well, especially when they nipped the wages.
Absolutely, they just nicked us back. We couldn't get four ahead at any stage, and we needed that cushion to force them out a bit. They lay back, and then we just kept going and going, and thankfully we pulled it out at the end.
Dropped a good start as well. Conor Miller's goal, a big important one.
Conor's a fantastic player and athlete, and he moves with pace and purpose, and he's absolutely brilliant, and he tucked it away brilliantly, and it set us up for the night, but we made it very difficult in the end. They backed off us then because they couldn't deal with the kickouts, and then they made it a real cat and mouse game.
What does this mean for Tyrone football? And I suppose it's been a difficult enough year so far for everybody.
Oh yeah, very difficult. But listen, we just wanted our wee group to do its very, very best. And they worked like demons. There's leaders within it. They showed all their stuff tonight. So we just wanted to put something on the board for Tyrone, and we've done it, and we're delighted.
And of course, an All-Ireland semi-final to prepare for now.
Yes, Saturday week, Roscommon. They'll have been up watching us here tonight, and they'll have seen us. But there's probably more in us there tonight. Like, you know, we just couldn't get away from them because they're so tactically set up. So... You know,
and Roscommon, of course, are in a bit of a high as well at the moment coming to this game, haven't gotten promotion.
Oh, absolutely. Roscommon have been working. I learned about 6 years ago meeting Roscommon underage teams how much work they're doing down there. So they're working very hard at Gaelic football, and we need to keep working hard at it to keep matching everybody.
Fergal, the composure there and the decision making and tight situations was very commendable there too from Tyrone.
You can thank Peter Canavan for that. We've worked very hard in the last 5 minutes of each half from the start of the year. And we have the wee man on board there, and he has worked hard at those last 5 minutes, and it came to bear tonight.
They had the momentum there going into the closing stages, and a couple of bad decisions went against us, but you know, the lads kept plugging away and they got the reward.
Total momentum, Kevin. I thought they were getting us, reeled us back in. Then I think Ryan McHugh kicked a wide, who had kept quiet all night. And then, you know, I thought the momentum's gone, we'll take extra time. I thought it'd take extra time, but listen, we popped up, we won a ball, went up the field, we scored it. Brilliant. The experience is there. We don't know all the answers to football, but we know that we've been about it collectively a long number of years, and we've been to a lot of matches. And in particular, Paddy, beyond Peter and Brian, there's a team of people who are throwing everything at this, and I mean everything. And they're good people, and they deserve everything. So listen, I'm absolutely delighted, Paddy.
Conor Miller, congratulations. An Ulster Under 21 Championship title was hard fought there.
It's a wee bit surreal at the minute, you know. There's been some work put in with this group of players, and the backroom team have been unbelievable. I've never been part of such a panel, and you know, it really showed there today, every inch of that hard work that we've been doing over the last 5-6 months. It came to the front today, and we just about got over the line, you know.
And you got a crucial goal early on. That was it sort of drove you on, added to the momentum.
Well, I meant this one. Like, the Armagh one was controversial now, but no, I got lucky and managed to break away, and I seen the opportunity and managed to take the shot. But at the end of the day, you know, the goal was a small part of it. There was there's a lot more that went on some of them boys in defence. The hard work they went through there, and you know, even from the keeper to number 15, the tackling was unbelievable. And without that, you know, you're never going to beat a side like Donegal, because they're just never going to give up. And it's one of the best teams I've seen playing in a long time now, that Donegal under 21 team, and I'm sure there's a big future for them.
And they started to reel you in there as well. Was there a bit of nerves coming in that last few minutes, or did all the work that Peter Canavan has done behind the scenes sort of settle you down and you knew what you had to do?
Yeah, you know, we were prepared for it. We were prepared for the last 20 minutes because we knew that was going to be the key, and games like this go down to the wire. And the work, even Peter Donnelly has come in this year, and he's been fantastic. So he really has. Larkin, Martin, Brian Duher, you know, we felt, as I say, at half time, you know, we knew we were in really good shape. We put in serious hard work, and we knew that if we got a chance near the end, that we were going to take it, and we were just going to get over the line, and we just about did, you know.
And an All-Ireland semi-final against a good Roscommon side who'll be buoyed up for this one.
They will indeed, you know. We're going to have to get our homework done now in Roscommon, but no, there's real belief in the squad. And a couple of years ago, this team went to an All-Ireland semi-final and just missed out. So there's great potential here, and hopefully we can push one further this time.